Blog Talk Radio.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent.
Got
that rhythm. Have that talent.
Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
To the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right, and my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. Thought about 100 things to do before I die. Couple niggas on the hit list and bitches on a different type. Same shit, different night, till I live a different life. Shine, you looking tired. Damn, homie, that's all. I've been stressing so hard, I'm surprised I ain't going bald. Haters praying I fall, move back in with my moms. Take online classes and turn back into y'all. Hating, I guess they want your lights out when you the plug. Niggas wanna catch you slipping like they pulled a rug. From where they move the drugs, Buddha love. Niggas sleeping with that Mac and I ain't talking about computer love. Oh, the wrong people, you a price tag. Now you pray to God, hoping that you got a Christ tag. God. Make it where I'm from, stay who I become. Time to raise hell, say name my son. Take an elevator straight up out the slums to a penthouse view. I had a fam there too. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right, and my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, 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 la. As I look up to the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
Nigga, nothing extra about me. I go extra hard at the first second you doubt me. I strive for perfection. At the same time, I'm accepting the fact that there'll never be nothing perfect about me. Shit, I'm just waiting on the wind. Come up with better hooks to hold to take it on the chin. We are 6 mile bred. That's why you see our sick style, yeah. Crack house flow with a pit downstairs. Mama happy at me, daddy happy at me. The baddest chicks that y'all can imagine is chatty yapping at me. 5 years ago, I was in tears in the back of a paddy wagon. Now I'm Cali swagging. My nigga, listen, I'm over the fame. You number one, I'm number 23. My mission is to take over the game. You rolling with lanes, we ain't rolling the same. I'm the best out in this motherfucker. If I could get a check out of this motherfucker big enough to set my kids up for life, I could check out of this motherfucker with no regrets. If you ain't living your life for your kids, I ain't giving your ass no respect.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right, and my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. As I look up to to the sky. I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
I gotta break your fucking heart. I gotta climb these fucking charts. I gotta do something that's innovative, creative, just to create a legacy before death do its part. I gotta spend one summer in Tijuana with Tia and Tia's mama. Breakfast in bed, his head with plenty carne asada. I gotta find me a wife to elope. I gotta find, cause I ain't wanna vote. I promise, I know the history of those who died for the right for me to survive. But those who lied to the minority, I make them turn inside their grave. I can easily pretend like y'all, but that's not me. I gotta spread the truth, even when the truth, it hurts. The youth needs to know every detail about this earth. The devil controls it. So before you scrutinize how I feel, ask God if them poles impotent, the end is near.
As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Hit all the girls I want and make sure my niggas right, and my family live that life. La, la, la. As I look up to the sky, thought about 100 things to do before I die. Wondering if I can live it all in one life, cause it can all end in one night. La, la, la. La, la, la. La, la. As I look up to the sky, I thought about 100 things to do before I die.
Olafia, greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We're dedicating this series specifically to the fathers of the world here in state and in the diaspora. Men abroad in the military sector, Navy, Air Force, and Army. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you to a happy Father's Day. And I have not been on this week, but we wanted to come on for Father's Day because I miss Wednesday and Friday. So wouldn't you know it, I would choose Father's Day to come on. So we're going to start this whole thing off by talking about I Can Be a Better Man. Now, as you know, my show on Harambe was entitled I Can Be a Better Man, and we interviewed a series of young men who were talking about their concept of how they could be a better man. We want to bring that on as a special today. It's one of our old series. But we want to invite each and every one of you to lock in the dial at 646-478-0270. And you also are invited to come in and be a part of our chat room. We'd like for you to come in and take up residency if you'd like to come in and post your views in the chat room. We welcome you to do so. One of the things that we're going to be talking about are those young men out there, those little G's, who are trying to become a better man. What are you doing to become a better man? I mean, why is it that Brazil is inviting all of the single men to come there to find women that are looking for husbands? And we've got all the African-American men now going to Brazil. So they are saying that there's something different about the Brazilian women. What is it? And why do they find it necessary to go so far away to find a good quality woman when there's one right here in the States? Now, we're going to take a station identification, and we're going to be right back at you in the air. So why don't you meet us there, and we're going to take a little short trip over to North Carolina. Come on and go with me.
North Carolina. Welcome to North Carolina.
All right, and we're back. Thank you so very much for being a part of our show this evening. We'd like to invite some of those people out there that are regulars in this room. Dino Dean, if you're out there, please come in. We'd like to speak with you this evening. And some of our regulars that come out there, Floyd Potts, if you're out there, and you want to talk about how you can be a better man, call in. And better yet, those international listeners who think they can be a better man, call in. We want to hear what you have to say about what it takes to be a better man. And just in general, if you're out and about and you'd like to call in to the Care to Read show, this is a show to call in to voice your opinion about how you can be a better man. Otherwise, we're going to start the show without you. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a guest tonight. You got yours truly, Omi, talking about how men can be a better man. Now, from my viewpoint and my view stand, I'm going to speak to you from the hip. And you know I shoot from the hip. I believe that women are dealing with a situation where we have become so endowed financially that we think it's all about the M-O-N-E-Y. And when we look for a better man, we look for a man that has lots of filthy lucre. And we come with a laundry list. Number two, wrong mistake. We have to understand that when men are trying to be a better man, it has nothing to do with how many zeros they have behind their bank accounts and how much filthy lucre they have. It's very important to look at a man with a plan. If the man doesn't have a plan, he's going nowhere. So why would he need a woman to do nothing with? He needs to have a plan, somewhere he wants to take that woman. And he needs a strategy of how he plans on getting there. Then he needs a woman so she can help navigate him through the maze of getting that plan accomplished. Now, if you're a man out there in the audience that has a plan and you're looking for a good woman to help you navigate that plan, call in. Call in and talk about it. Call in and say, Omi, look, I got this plan. All I need is a good woman to stand behind me. And I'm sure you will find someone tonight. Now, behind every good man, there's always a good woman. You can't show me a good man that has a plan, that's making it happen by himself. Africans do things in duality. And when we do things family style, as you know, my series is on family affair. And we're talking about communal style, doing things in a communal way. It's very vital that you should know that marriage for some people has become obsolete. They're no longer doing the doggone thing, but they are living together. They are common law, and they are calling themselves significant others who decided to live together. And they are finding that this is all they want in a relationship. They don't want the attachments of being married and connected to an institution. Now, let's talk about it. Some of you are saying that you have been working a long time. You can't find good women out there. Then you also hear from the women that there are no good men out there. First of all, you got to consider yourself to be a good person because like attracts not like. You'll end up drawing that which you are. If you are not the caliber person that you're looking for and you want to get apples out of lemons, don't think it's going to happen. You have got to be attracting those things that you are. You're magnetism. For one, you are electrical pilot lights that are lit up, and because you are dealing with frequency and you're nothing but electrical components, you're attracting that which you are, or the opposite, because like attracts like, and so does negative attract positive. So what are you doing that could be changed in your life? What are you doing that you can make a difference so you can become a better man? Man, if you don't mind tonight, maybe you confess tonight some of the things that you've done wrong in the past. And if you don't remember all of them, let me name a few. For one, when you come into a contact with a woman, you have to understand that common courtesy is something that we're all taught. Nowadays, men have let common courtesy go out the window. Greeting a woman is very important when you come into a room where she's present. Greeting her with a smile or a hello, it doesn't have to mean you have to talk under a woman's clothes to get her attention. That can be inappropriate and not acceptable. Number two, you have to acknowledge that this person has self-worth and she has something to contribute. Don't go using that male chauvinistic stuff. Oh, but you're only a woman. You don't know anything. And then when you get around a room full of men, you are always trying to put her down because you want to show that you're the better man. You don't have to demonstrate that in the presence of a woman, all at the expense of her being beaten down in public. Whenever you want to air your dirty laundry, where do your mom tell you to air them at? You do that at home, not in public. So number two, the reason why you find women saying that they're no good men and they can't find them, and some of them are even trading off for other nationalities. Now, I am not going to recommend that a woman goes to the other nationality to find a better man. I am of the belief that there has got to be one or two good men that are still left in the race of African Americans. It's not necessary to switch over to a completely different culture and way of life in order to find a man, because you might find that you get a lot more than what you bargained for, and you might be encountering additional problems that you don't even see in your own African race. Now, women, don't get crazy. Let's not get to the point where we are trading off our culture all in the name of thinking we're finding a better man because he's got more zeros behind his name and more commas in his bank account. It's very vital that we should understand these credentials that we get from the Eurocentric institution, they carry weight in their institution. But when we go back to the hood, more times than not, they don't carry a lot of weight, because sometimes the more credentials you have can make you more fooled. And people think you need to have common sense in the hood, and you need to get a reputation for having common sense. Nobody is judging you on all of those MEDs, BEDs, MEDs, and PhDs, because they mean nothing when you have no common sense. Now, I want to say to those men that are trying, and they're doing what they're supposed to do, they're being fathers, I want to dedicate this show to my son, Terrell Garth, who has become a better man. And he is a father. And I want to accentuate that he demonstrates every bit of what a father should be. And because today is Father's Day, I want to say that I am proud of you, young man, for being the best you can to provide for your children. Why is it that men get gray-headed and get old, and they no longer think that they're responsible for guiding and navigating their children's life? They want to fade into the woodworks, and they want to say they're no longer responsible. Well, I say you are. I think that every family is responsible for leaving an inheritance to their children. Therefore, you can't go and plunder all your money before you retire. You can't go and put all your money in the lottery and waste your money, and then when time comes for you to retire and your children to get up in age, you have no inheritance to leave them. It is up to you, men, to lay out a plan, if you're going to be a better man, to leave an inheritance to your children. And I don't mean a lot of debt, but an inheritance. Do you know what that is? Something that they can go to the bank on, some collateral, something that they have equity in, something that they can pull interest out of. I don't mean debts that you leave for your children. And so many of us are leaving debts to our children that a child doesn't know what a plan looks like. Now tell me this. Why is it so difficult for one child that you see promising that the parents all decide to scrub floors, pull their money together, send that child off to school to make him into something because they start promising him. And when he comes home from school, they forget about the promise he had in him because he was supposed to make a difference for that family. And now that family is supposed to rally around him, build him up so that he can begin the path in life to help financially to get that family on the right start of the right foot. Why is it that we no longer think like that? When we were coming up in the 60s, we sent Johnny, Junior, and Billy away to become a better man, somewhere up north to stay with their grandma or that family that was well-to-do in the Bronx. We sent them away to become a better man. And we weren't fretting over them because they were no longer at home in the family. We knew they were going to brush their shoulders off to become better men so they could come back home and be financially able to sustain themselves and possibly the family too. Well, then what are we doing? We have children that can't prosper in one location of the state. We hold them there because we want to be near them. We hold them in captivity instead of sending them off to war to become a better man. And I don't mean literally sending them off to join the military. I mean sending them various places like to become a fellow, an ambassador, or to become a better man. And when we send them off, we send them off with the intentions that when they leave as a boy, they will return as a man. Now, a number of us don't know anything about making men. We don't understand that when the Creator spoke about let us make man in our own image, he wasn't talking to another male or woman, I believe. Now, this is my personal belief. This is according to Omer. You can hold me to this. I believe that because when he was created himself or she, we call him he or she had no known relatives to be thought of, and he created himself, from the dark pit of a womb. So therefore, we know it had to be a woman that he was created from or she was created from. So therefore, when he said, let us make man in our own image, he wasn't talking about the appearance. He was talking about the likeness and the character and nature. Now, what are the beatitudes and character and nature of a woman? You must understand that the things that are spiritual are the things of a woman. They are not necessarily the physical outer appearance. We're talking about the characteristics. And the character of a man had to first start out in the seed of a woman. And it had to first be a female before it could ever be made into a man. Now, you can check me out on this. Science will back me up. Every seed that comes here, even from the bees, the flies, and the wasps, and human beings, they come here as a female seed, every egg. That process of that female egg has to matriculate through a special immaculate conception that is a complete process that has that seed, the egg has to go through in order to become a male. That's the Immaculate Conception when you convert the female egg into a male. So it is a miraculous thing that happens when we create a male child. And that a woman does quite conveniently. So she is making history happen. She is converting a female egg into a male child. That is Immaculate Conception. So the woman starts off creating a miracle and creating something that could have converted to be just the female at that point. There's many more steps that the bumblebee has to go through before it can be considered a male. There is a whole ritual that the bumblebee kingdom have to go through to make him to a male. So then why are we not using rites of passage to bring our young men into manhood? Why are we not using rituals to bring them into manhood? We just have children and let them grow up and be. We never sanction them or put their head between the legs of a woman as they go into manhood through the rites of passage so that they see from the womb that they came that will be the last time that they can sit in the womb as she cuts him from the umbilical cord to stand on his own to become a man. Well, mothers, you've got to allow your children to pack their knapsack, and you got to allow them to move next door if they have to so that they can become a better man. Some of you mothers are keeping your males at home too long. I don't care if you don't think they're ready. Find a reason or a way to get them ready so you can get them out of the house and on their own. Sometimes, mothers, we could be standing in the way of our male child not becoming a better man because they have no challenges and they have no way to sharpen their iron. And the way you sharpen iron is with competition. They need competition in the world. You can't shelter them from everything. You can't hide everything from them, and you can't delay everything from them becoming a male. The proper time must be utilized when you're transitioning them into men. Now, I'm not talking about little boys. Don't get it twisted. We're talking about manhood, responsibility, the cares of the family, being solely responsible for the temperature of the family. When the temperature of the family is in an array, the male comes and settles the family. He settles his wife so that she is not worried. He gives her confidence that he is in control. He is responsible ultimately for the whole entire family. He brings socialization to the family. He mentally centers them so that they are not in an arrest. When you find confusion and frustration in the family, usually that woman has not been settled by that man. He has not given her confidence that he is ultimately responsible for the cares of their life, such as the rent and the electricity and the water bill. Ultimately, she has a period in her life when she shouldn't even be in the workforce where she is appropriating, and he must anticipate that she will be out of the workforce for a period of time bearing his children. So he must make allowances for that and remove her from the workforce so that she can sit down to properly settle herself and to raise children and not imbeciles. When you see these children coming to school and they're acting out and they're troubled, mothers are raising imbeciles. They're not raising children who are settled. They're raising hurried and rushed children who are acting out in school. So then the father takes on the responsibility that he is going to see to it that there is a mission in the family. There's a plan, and they navigate the plan. Everybody knows their roles and responsibility. No one is acting out of part where the man is putting the apron on trying to be a man, and the woman is out there driving the bulldozer. They all know their place in society and what they're supposed to be doing in the home. Now, remember, this is a family affair. And we're talking about how to make better men today because our women are troubled. They're upset. They're confused. So they've gone to the other side to find mates. Is this right for them to bail out and go to the other side? No, it's not right. They must understand that there are good men in African-American society and in our race, and they must be patient enough to find them. Sometimes we have to help them to become a better man, woman. Sometimes we have to also help them navigate the plan and implement the plan for plan B. If plan A doesn't work, we're supposed to come up with plan B, and then plan B, we're supposed to show them what the outcome would be in the event that plan A fails as a backup. Now, in being a better man, it doesn't mean you have to go and get the biggest bankroll and come home and flash it in front of someone's face, buy the biggest car, or try to buy a home that you can't afford. It doesn't mean anything that you have to do to demonstrate how you keep up with the Joneses. And furthermore, I recommend you not keep up with the Joneses because you can put yourself in a financial disarray and find yourself in debt because you're buying things you can't afford because you're attempting to show the world, look at me, I'm being a better man. Let's get this out of our system. Material things does not make you a better man or woman. Your character, your sense of timing and character growing and developing and having morally good sense. There are so many people that lack morals and good sense. They don't use their good wisdom. And that's one of the things that your parents have to build and put in you. They're the foundation for morals. And once it's been laid in you or a child, the child won't stray that far from it. And in the end times, he will draw from all of those foundations you put in him. Now, how are we going to make a better man out of Johnny when he's already been in the penal institution, he's flunked out of school, and his mother don't know what to do with him. He's truant at school. He's been expelled. How do you turn things around? How do you turn things around when the system is against him and it seems like he can't make it in the system, like the system is up against him? How do you turn things around? You must first realize you're not operating in this world alone. You have ancestors that truly, truly love you, and they're the sum total of why you came. They have plans too, and they have plans for you to succeed and not to fail. You must turn to your ancestors, and you must ask them to enter into your family's life. You must call their names out and ask them, Big Mama, will you guard Junior? Will you go out there and open the Junior? Big Mama, will you show Sally the way? Will you give her some wisdom about men? Big Daddy, will you come over here and help me with these youngins that don't listen? You got to ask your ancestors to intercede on your behalf. You're not in this alone. You reconnect your ancestors to the greater circle and depend on them to guide and put their hand in your life, because you are making men into better men, and you can't do it alone. Mothers, if you are a parent raising young men, I want you to find mentors, big brothers out there that can help you put their hands in that man's life so he can grow to be a wise, gray-headed old man and not somebody's fool. That's right, because so many mothers are turning out children that are imbeciles. The streets get them, and they become tools that they use in the street, and the child becomes wayward and wasted. I see far too many young men coming to school who have no purpose, no aim, and they get caught up in the wrong thing, and they get taken out of this earth far before their time. Well, there are far too many young men who never get the opportunity to become a better man because they're dying far too soon before their time. They give us an estimate of 25 years for a young man. Mothers, you got to help them beat the system. Whoever gave that statistic, you got to turn it around. And here's how you turn it around. Number one, I don't know if you realize we came into a new world order on December 21st of this year. That was the end of the age of Pisces. The age of Pisces was submissive, and it was when Jesus Christ was in control. It also exemplifies the time when Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. And in nailing Jesus to the cross would mean that he is now on the cross. Now you have the age of Aquarius coming in, the age of information, the age of intelligence. You're getting far brighter intellects in the area of technology. And with the age of Aquarius, you must remember Aquarius is spiritual by nature. He lives in the atmosphere, so he's futuristic. So Aquarius is bringing on far brighter individuals. And during this age of Aquarius and the information highway, you are not finding people that are leaning to the church as much as they were before. Because remember, Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross. So they're now looking to the future that they may find God within themselves. And they're now understanding that the intellect that they reside with is the intellect of their higher self, of the Christ-like Jesus being placed within their being. They're no longer looking out in the atmosphere for a creator to come back and catch them up in the sky and to take them up to pearly heaven. They're no longer looking for that. They have become information seekers of the highway. So they're technology savvy, so to speak. They're social media kings and queens. And they have a handle with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So they are becoming our futuristic leaders. Remember I told you that Aquarius is in the atmosphere, so he has clairvoyant ability as well. You're going to get children that are going to read you, and they're going to be able to see through you, and they'll know who you are because they've been here before. With the coming of Aquarius, all of the 12 cycles of the zodiac and the planets are now lined up. For once in a lifetime, they're lined up. They're no longer wobbling. We experienced in the past unstableness. We experienced the wobbling. Even they came out with the dance called Wobble, you and you wobble and you wobble. because things were not settled. Things are going to be settled now. So you're going to find men becoming a better man. You're going to find men that look better than they ever have before because they are going to acknowledge their own faults and make the adjustment and the change. Like Michael Jackson said, we got to make that change. And the change that we want to see in others, we first have got to see the change in ourselves. How are we going to make better men when so many of them are in prison? How are we going to change their path when so many of them have gone down the wide path? How are we going to pull them back to reestablish them again? So we're going to have to start doing it from the womb. The school is no place to raise children. They don't have the times, mother. You are going to have to start at home to lay hands on your child and to speak promise over their head so that they will become better men from the womb. You're going to have to take your babies in to priests and ask them to pray over them, to bless that child so they'll be on the path of righteousness. We cannot let imbeciles come into the schoolhouse who are coming there with terror all over their face, ready to erupt any moment. And mothers, stop drinking strong wine. Stop drinking the vine. Stop producing alcoholic syndrome, STEM syndrome children, because you're sending them to school drunk and full of the vine, and they're coming out of the womb that way. Mothers, please stop taking drugs. Fathers, don't take drugs before you produce children. We're making men. How can we make better men if we're destroying their brain stems before they ever develop? Now, you've got to lay down a foundation for your children as well. You've got to have plans in your family, and someone has to be heading up the family. And mothers, it's nothing wrong with you having a plan, because if you don't have a man in your house and you have several children, you still are the head of the household. Take your proper places, mother. You're going to have to wear many hats until you can find a better man. But don't despair. He's out there. God will discover your Boaz, and he will send your Boaz to you. But you have to be a praying woman, and you have to be a steadfast woman on a path yourself. You can't be drunken with wine and overcoming with unsoberness. You have to stay sober because we have to create sober men. Men that are engaged in the vine and rise early to drink strong drinks, there's nothing that they could do but lose brain cells. They become ignorant. And why are we sitting around smoking reefer and the whole bit, destroying our brain cell when we're trying to become better men? Men, you're going to have to look at laying down some of those substance and turning yourself around because God has some real work for you to do. Remember I said this is the information age. You're going to have to maintain a sober mind because there's going to be a lot of high-tech information you're going to have to retain and recall. And if your short-term memory does not work well where you can recall information, then if your short-term isn't working, you might as well say that you don't have a long-term memory. But it's very vital. If I'm 61 years old and can go into the information highway and try to retain information, as I get older, things get harder and harder. You got to stretch yourself. Stretch yourself. And mothers, put forth the effort to call your young men back and help to mold them and bring other mentors in their life to speak into their life. You must remember that the bloodline of these young men are basically bloodlines that will die off if you don't save the men and if you don't hold on to them and put purpose in their life. Because once you allow those bloodlines to die off, some of them are not coming back again. But how do you make a man into a better man? What is it that he has to have? He has to have passion about life. He has to have passion towards people, long suffering. He has to also love the family, love the brethren. He has to be willing to sweat and work to the sweat of his brow. Work is honorable. Those men who don't have work to do is dishonorable not to give work to a man that wants to work. You have to look for work, create work. Every day of your life, create a purpose in your life. Because women that see a man that has a work ethic that's far greater than a dollar in your pocket. Because if a man will work, he will never go hungry. He will always have meat in his house. Now, we're making better men, strong men for the kingdom, but better men for us women. And I know they're out there. And women, don't rest until you find a better man. Don't pick the first man you see to make babies from. Because some of us are laying down with the wrong man. And some of us are producing from our seed children that don't have promise in them. It's very vital, women, that we do not dog our men out, that we find purpose in them, and that we find a reason to get behind them to make them a better man. It's the woman that makes a better man, not the man that's making a better woman. The man usually turns the woman out, but the woman makes a better man. Now, how many women out there can get behind the man and have purpose in your heart? Don't purpose to mistreat that man or to use that man or to get him to pay for everything and you not do anything. You're becoming less than a person and a human being. You must be willing to help a man halfway so he can become a better man, sister. And I know we can do it because I've seen better men be created. And it's up to us when the Creator say, let us make man in our own image. And that is not the likeness of a female woman, but the nature of the woman, long-suffering, caring, kindness, the Beatitudes. It's very vital that we should get a handle over helping our men that are coming out of prison so that they will come into the gate and they will go through a ritual to cleanse them all of the unrighteousness that they bring out of these hell holes called institutions of correction. And then before they come into the camp, they must go through a ritual to become a better man. Men come back into the camp from the prison without a ritual taking place to cleanse them. Mothers and women, you have to do this, because if they're in a cycle of going back to the penitentiary, back and forth, you have to cleanse them of this cycle, and you have to cleanse them of the curse. The curses of causes, you have got to do rituals to cleanse them of these causes that are causing them to be in a cycle. And we no longer want our men in a cycle of going back and forth into the prison institution. We must break those cycles so that they can become better men. And mothers, we're talking about men today, because today is Father's Day. We want to bless every one of those men that they may have purpose in their lives, and they may have direction, and they may have guidance, so that they too can lead these families into a better new world order that we are coming into through the age of Aquarius. I bless each and every one of you who are listening, every household who is present and represented today, that you, Father, over there in the corner, you may be a better man. That the one that is sitting there disappointed about that job, the one that is disappointed about the relationship, that you may be a better man. The one that has tried and tried and tried to get in the mill and he can't get that job, that you may get something better. It is my prayer that I decree that those men that have a desire to become a better man, that they will find good women to speak into their lives, and they too will become a better man. Because it's in you, it's in you, it's in you, it's in you to become a better man. Now go and sin no more and become a better man. I'd like to thank you for listening to